Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs Global Maritime CEO Forum at India Maritime Week celebrations in Mumbai, says India's ports are now counted amongst the most efficient in developing world. India and Nepal signed two major agreements to boost power cooperation and develop new cross-border transmission lines. India and China agree to keep using existing channels to resolve border matters and maintain stability. Russia successfully tests nuclear-capable underwater drone, declaring it impossible to intercept. And Hurricane Melissa makes landfall in Cuba with gusting winds of up to 115 miles per hour after tearing through Jamaica. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Maritime Leaders Conclave and chaired the Global Maritime CEO Forum at the India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai today. On the occasion, the Prime Minister launched initiatives worth 2.2 lakh crore rupees in an effort to strengthen India's maritime and shipbuilding capabilities. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said maritime sector is driving India's growth. He said, over the last decade, the sector has transformed significantly, boosting trade and port infrastructure. The Prime Minister said today India's ports are now counted among the most efficient in the developing world. He said in many aspects they are performing even better than those in the developed world. Mr. Modi said the average vessel turnaround time has dropped from 96 hours to just 48 hours.
Saathiyo, hume garv hai ki aaj Bharat ke ports developing world ke sabse efficient ports mein gine jaate hain. कई मामलों में तो वो डेवलप वर्ल्ड के पोर्ट से भी बेहतर प्रदर्शन कर रहे हैं भारतीय पोर्ट ग्लोबल शिपिंग लाइन के लिए और अधिक कॉम्पिटिटिव और अट्रैक्टिव बन गए हैं
मिस्टर मोदी फर्दर एम्फसाइज्ड इंडियाज ग्रोइंग स्ट्रेंथ इन द मैरिटाइम ह्यूमन रिसोर्सेज स्टेटिंग दैट द नंबर ऑफ इंडियन सी फेयरर्स हैज इंक्रीज्ड फ्रॉम 1.25 लाख टू ओवर 3 लाख इन द पास्ट डेकेड He stressed that today India ranks among the top three countries globally in terms of seafarer numbers. India and Nepal today signed two major agreements to boost power cooperation and develop new cross-border transmission lines for enhanced regional energy trade and connectivity. The agreements have been signed between India's Power Grid and the Nepal Electricity Authority. Both agreements cover the development of the Inaruwa in Nepal to New Purnia in India 400 kilovolt and Lamki Dododhara in Nepal to Bareilly in India 400 kilovolt transmission systems. The agreement ceremony was held in the presence of Union Minister for Power Manohar Lal and Nepal's Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Kulman Ghising in New Delhi. India and China have agreed to continue using existing mechanisms to resolve any ground issues along the border to maintain stability. This decision was taken in the 23rd round of India-China Corps Commander-level meeting, which was held at Chushul-Moldo border meeting point on the 25th of this month. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs has said, during the meeting, the two sides shared the view that peace and tranquility has been maintained in their border areas. As per the ministry, the talks were held in a friendly and cordial atmosphere. It said both nations noted the progress since the 22nd round of Corps Commander-level meeting held in October last year. The US and South Korea have reached a broad trade deal, both countries stated following talks between their leaders. South Korea's presidential aide Kim Jong-beom said the two sides will keep reciprocal tariffs at 15%, as was agreed earlier this year, but the taxes on car and car parts would be lowered. Mr. Kim said South Korea will also invest $350 billion in the U.S., including $200 billion in cash investment and $150 billion in shipbuilding. U.S. President Donald Trump, who is currently on a week-long trip in Asia, said the deal was pretty much finalized at a dinner following the discussions, which lasted almost 2 hours. The Netherlands is voting today on a closely fought snap election to choose Members of the 150-seat House of Representatives, a contest seen as a key test of far-right strength across Europe. Polls suggest populist leader Geert Wilders and his Freedom Party could emerge with the most seats, but three moderate rivals are closing in and nearly half the voters remain undecided. Polling stations opened before dawn, with the first exit polls expected late tonight. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. Russia has successfully tested a new atomic-powered and nuclear-capable underwater drone, Poseidon, declaring it impossible to intercept. Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement just days after informing about a successful test of the Burevestnik nuclear-powered cruise missile, a move widely seen as a signal to Washington and tensions over Ukraine. Speaking to soldiers wounded in Ukraine, President Putin said the Poseidon drone was tested while running on nuclear power for the first time yesterday, describing it as a huge success. He claimed Poseidon outperforms all existing systems in speed and depth. The Israeli military has said it struck dozens of terror targets and terrorists in Gaza last night in response to violations by Palestinian armed group Hamas of the US-brokered ceasefire deal. The territory's Hamas-run health ministry said at least 104 Palestinians were killed in the wave of Israeli strikes. Israel's defense minister accused Hamas of an attack in Gaza that killed an Israeli soldier and of breaching the terms on returning deceased hostages' bodies. The World Health Organization, WHO, today said it was appalled at reports of more than 460 people being killed at a hospital in the Sudanese city of Al-Fasher. The capture of Al-Fasher on Sunday after an 18-month siege marked by starvation and bombardment has solidified the Rapid Support Forces' control over Darfur, sparking fears of ethnically motivated violence reminiscent of the region's darkest days. UN Health Agency's chief, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said WHO is appalled and deeply shocked by reports of the tragic killing. Hurricane Melissa made landfall in Cuba today, unleashing winds of up to 115 miles per hour and torrential rain after tearing through Jamaica as the strongest storm to hit the island in modern history. Melissa has already claimed 7 lives across the Caribbean so far, 3 in Jamaica, 3 in Haiti, and 1 in the Dominican Republic, as rescue and relief efforts continue across the region. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness has declared the island a disaster area, warning of devastating impact following the hurricane's destruction. Meanwhile, Cuban authorities reported that more than 735,000 people have been evacuated and a state of alert has been declared across 6 eastern provinces. The storm is currently moving northeast over eastern Cuba. South Africa secured a place in the ICC Women's ODI World Cup final after a commanding 125-run victory over England at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati tonight. Put in to bat first, South Africa posted an impressive 319/7 in their allotted 50 overs. In response, England were bowled out for 194 in 42.3 overs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs Global Maritime CEO Forum at India Maritime Week celebrations in Mumbai. Says India's ports are now counted among the most efficient in the developing world. India and Nepal signed 2 major agreements to boost power cooperation and develop new cross-border transmission lines. India and China agree to keep using existing channels to resolve border matters and maintain stability. Russia successfully tests a nuclear-capable underwater drone, declaring it impossible to intercept. And Hurricane Melissa makes landfall in Cuba with gusting winds of up to 115 miles per hour after tearing through Jamaica. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.